felt that.
That took me back. Beautiful.
That took me to 1999. Yeah,
I know,
it was like R&B.
It feels like the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was really great. Yeah, that was Justin Nozuka and Mahalia. And Justin Nozuka is going to be performing at the Chapel soon.
That's no one but you.
That was no one but you. Oh, no one but you too. Before that, we listened to Brand New Sun by Jason Little. And prior to that, we were listening to...
Losing Side of 25.
Okay.
American Aquarium.
Okay, cool band names.
Right?
Very cool.
Really cool names.
That was a mix. That was like we went places. We went down a couple roads, different genres of music.
Yeah, nowhere in particular.
We're still out here. It's 9:01.
She's already an hour in. Losing Side of 25. Do you feel like there was a Losing Side of 25?
You know what? I think there's a losing side of everything. I'm pretty pessimistic. No,
that's true. That's true. I mean, everything is light and
dark. But I focus on the winning. Yeah. I think there was a losing side of every year. But I think the focus should be on like the greater side.
The positive.
That's the winning. Yeah. Yeah. Because of course,
we gotta an optimist.
Yeah. And we gotta to go through it. Wait,
to get through it.
So yeah, you gotta
something
go
like that.
Yeah, you gotta see the bad.
Yeah.
To recognize the good. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stand.
There's no light without darkness.
Yeah.
No light.
Yeah.
No
something.
Dark.
Yeah. Hello. Wrong number. Just kidding. Yeah, that was fun. Brand New Sun. That kind of went with the theme of like that we're floating around.
Yeah.
This big ball of fire.
I know. It's so insane to think about. Anytime that I'm like too stressed by life or like it's just always good to remind myself that I'm just a little being on a planet rotating.
Yeah.
Around
the
star.
And
no one else knows what we're doing either. Like, no one else, like, has a...
Right, we're all kind of clueless.
Yeah, no
one
knows.
With our own ideas of how it's going, but...
So it's not that serious.
It's not
that serious.
That's
how I remind myself it's not that serious, ever.
Mm. That's true. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
We just out here doing it.
Floating.
Get doing it.
Floating.
I love a good float session. We're always floating. But tonight.
Do you have any DJ Chachachacharo updates? How's he been doing?
Oh my gosh.
How's DJ Charo?
DJ Chachachacharo is real. He's doing well. He's got his
chilling
cowboy
tonight.
Hat. He is big chill tonight. Yeah. He got his cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
He looks so cute in it. I fucking love it.
I know. That picture you showed me is so cute. I'm so ready to see you guys.
I kind of want to have the cowboy hat on him all the time. Like, I don't see why not. His name is Charo. Charo means Mexican cowboy.
Yes.
That's who he is. He could just cowboy it up and represent. So, yeah, I kind of like it. It's a vibe. So, yeah, he's doing well.
You should definitely do that all the time. That could be
right?
his little signature look.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that.
I don't know if he would like that, but I like it too. No, he's doing well.
How was he when you like tried it on?
Just fine.
He was okay.
Yeah, he's like,
there you go.
He just looked at me and he's like, I trust you, mama. And I'm like, get now try this wig. Dog wigs are hilarious.
Pushing
to me.
It.
I know. I haven't tried it yet, but I want to get there. I saw a cute little dog wig. So Chadro is a white dog, a small white dog, and I found this wig, and it's like short, straight brown hair.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it would look really funny on him with bangs.
Not
by the
banging.
Okay, he banging. Okay. But speaking of Chadro. Yeah, our next song.
Are we going to do Sublime?
Time for Sublime. 905.
I love my dog.
I love my dog. Yes, I love my dog. And I love my dog. That Babylon way. I got to keep going straight. Got to love my little love. Got to keep going straight.
keep it coming straight. Thank you.
Ghost from My Old Dog by Jason Little.
Oh, that was really, I'm loving the rock vibes tonight.
It's quite the mix. Yeah, I know. And it's kind of unexpected.
I love to have it in here,
like,
with
all
us.
These different turns. You're,
I
like,
know.
Reverse. Yeah, that was fun. Oh yeah, that was Ghost of My Old Dog. That's a sad title. Yeah. A title, but sad. Just like the idea of.
Yeah, I know.
But I imagine it could be good too, right? Because good memories.
Yeah.
But it was a good song. The tune was really nice too. Before that, we were listening to Anything by Tops.
Tops.
And prior to that was I Love My Dog. Our personal favorite.
I love Drop it, baby.
Oh, okay. I felt that.
I know. My favorite song.
I love that song. I mean, that should have been a hit, and it wasn't. Like, why doesn't the whole world know about this song?
Crazy.
They will now. Oh, you know, speaking of the whole world knowing, do you remember when we were discussing slang words a while ago? Like, up-and-coming slang, and we were talking about slang that we'd like to make up on our own?
Yes. Tell me what you've heard.
Is it slang? Is it still called slang?
Yeah.
Or what? The hot words, or what is it? What is it called now, actually?
I think it would still be slang,
It's still
right?
slang?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. I don't know. That's why I ask.
I mean, I'm kind of getting like aged out. So
I don't know. I don't think you are. Like no. That's why I ask you. I check in with you. Who are you going to check in with? Okay,
I need you.
Okay, I'm just kidding. Delivering. I have seen delivering.
I was gonna tell you this. I've seen a few things. You know, Mickey.
No.
No, you know how we were talking about like low key, high key,
yes.
Mickey.
Yeah, I thought you heard mid.
No,
like Timmy.
I've heard mid too. I've heard delivered so many times.
Yeah,
so
I've
many
seen it too,
times.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
I know.
Are you listening to our show.
I know. It's like we're the vessels for the universe.
We're putting it out there. We let the whole world know.
You know.
Okay, we delivered.
Yes.
On that too.
Okay. Hashtag delivered.
And it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. When I hear it, I've seen a few of them happen. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
So mid. Okay.
Yes.
And delivered. Any others? Did we come up? Are we? How cool are we? Can you let me know?
I know. I feel like there's been more.
Cool.
Every now and then, I'll like be watching a show or something, and they'll say one of the words that like we've mentioned before. And I'm like, wait.
They must be a fan. They must be a nippy.
I know.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Thank you for listening, nippies. We appreciate you.
Shout out to all the nippies.
All the nippies. Keep delivering.
Yes.
We keep delivering and you keep delivering. And we try not to be mid, but we hope you're using that slang word because you heard it here first.
Yes. We're going to have to do like another episode like updating. Keeping ourselves in the loop.
Not only that, because they're like evolving every day.
I know.
There's some new ones I hear and I'm like, what the huh?
I know.
So I need to check in with people and ask, like, my friends who have kids that are that age. And you know.
I know. I've heard some new ones, but I can't even, like, remember. But I've heard some things, like, over, like, the last, like, week or two. I'm like, wait, what? I need to start writing them down.
That could be a good episode for our podcast, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. And we could even go around. Okay, there's a puppy outside saying, yeah, I like that idea. And we could even go around with our itty-bitty microphones. And interview folks and ask about what words they're using, what slang words they're using.
I like that.
I mean, the ones I'm using are like crunk.
Me.
Just kidding. I haven't said that in forever, but I like the word. I don't know. Maybe I don't think I even use that much slang because I don't talk to many people.
I don't really talk
outside of this. No, I'm kidding.
I use a lot of slang, but it's kind of like become like a part of my vocabulary. So it's like not really slang anymore. And it's like aged out. So like, you know, like how slang is popping for a moment.
Yeah.
Like popping.
Right.
And then like it ages out and then it just becomes like regular vocabulary.
Yeah. And then it's just like in Webster's dictionary.
Yeah. It's like.
It evolves out of Urban Dictionary into the Webster's. Okay. Who is Webster anyway? Okay. Who say he can have the words?
Right. Who gave you permission?
Okay. We should look it up because there's probably a reason.
True.
Yeah. So I hope we're delivering tonight. I hope you're having a good time and hope you're happy and not crying. But if you are, we got a good song for you.
Yeah. If you are a crier.
It's okay.
Because here's crier.
I'm a crier too. Okay. You own that shit.
Sometimes,
it's okay to cry.
Sometimes you need. You kind of let
okay
it out.
It's okay to cry. Yeah. It's totally fine. This song is called Crier, though, by American Aquarium.
Let's go.
Thank you. Serrín.
¿Por qué, Ángel Aníbal?
Porque soy lo último que votan de la cantina.
Love that song much.
Carinito.
Carinito. That was very close.
Carinito.
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 Yes, I love that one. I love that one
Los
too.
Los Hijos del Sol. That yes. is one of our favorites here at the studio or yes, at, the, yes, at, yes. at the sh- nowhere in particular. I don't know about the studio, but I can't speak for the studio, but I can speak for our show.
The Nippies love it.
The Nippies love it.
Meaning yeah. me.
And everyone else.
Yes,
no
yes.
complaints. Yeah, so Nowhere in Particular is a show where anywhere goes and Psychedelic Cumbia stays.
Yes.
That's our fave.
Yes,
yes, my yes. fave. Before that, we were listening to
Nicest Thing by Kate Nash.
That was really nice.
Yes,
too.
It's going to be here so November 3rd.
Good. Okay. Support.
I've been loving her vibe.
Dude,
I've been loving her.
Should we just go and take our little mics
we
and do the whole thing?
Like,
that'd be cool if we could get an interview.
Yeah.
Putting it out in the world, maybe we could manifest it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Where?
Okay. Nicest thing would be if we can do the nicest things.
Yes.
Just be a nice person. Yeah. And before that was Crier by American Aquarium.
American Aquarium.
You know what? It's okay to be in your feels, and if you need
yes.
to cry.
Let it out, girl. Let it out.
Yeah.
I'm all for, like, feeling how you want to feel. Not too long, though.
Yeah, not too long. You don't want to dwell.
Yeah.
There's, like, a point where it becomes dwelling, and you need to check yourself.
Yes.
Like, it's okay. Cry. Let it out. Be in your feelings, but yeah. don't stay in them, and don't yes. drown in them.
I know.
You know? Just know. Acknowledge them.
Yes.
And then let them float away.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel it for a minute. Feel it so you can heal it.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Okay. We making our own quotes. Feel it so you can heal it.
Yes.
That's true,
that,
though.
Like, dead
it's
ass,
so
though.
True.
Like, you really do have to.
I yeah. like to cry. I like, if I'm having a good cry, I like to either cry in the shower mm-hmm. or have a bath and where I can go in the tub and scream like
yes.
into the water, the tub of water. And I'm just like, and then I come out and I'm like,
I love to feel it. I love to get a little dramatic while I'm feeling it so
oh,
I can really
sure.
release it.
Oh, absolutely.
And then move
okay.
on. I love a little drama
yeah.
when I'm not feeling my
well,
best.
Well, that's why I'm like, and then I'm like, then I pretend I'm on a horror show and I'm like, and then I'm like, I'm so weird. And I'm like, I love myself.
I know, right?
And it just changes the mood, you
yeah.
know? And then I'm like, girl, it's cool. You're so weird. Yeah. I love you. Okay. Just so
literally.
Kooky.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. You have yeah. to, though.
You have to own it, too. But let it out. And then own it.
Mm-hmm.
Own who you are and love who you are. This is it. This is it.
And trust it. Trust that, like, everything's working out for you.
Yeah. And
no matter how bad, how good.
And if it's not who you want to be, then work on it.
And let it go. Just
okay.
be who you want to be.
Preaching.
Just let
okay.
it go. Let it go.
You know, the next song is called 6 Years Come September. And I'm curious, we're in October. 6 Years Come October. Where do you want to see yourself 6 years from now?
6 years from now. Oh, that's a great question. I haven't thought about the future in a minute.
Well, maybe you could think about it while we play this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we come back to it?
Yeah, let's do
let's
that.
Let's go, let's
okay.
go.
6 years come
Maybe
September.
Maybe I'll get some inspiration.
American Aquarium.
Come easy. 6 years come September, I've been cursed with this clarity. Got a stare in the mirror, yelling at a stranger looking back at me. And the ghost of the man I could have been still haunts all my dreams. Myself ever get behind that wheel. I was drunk, it was dark, and I didn't see him coming over that hill. I regret it then, I regret it now, and I guess I always will. These days things don't come easy. It's all I can do. Picture of her taped to the dash of my car.
Okay, that song was a vibe. I really enjoyed that. That was like, yeah, country rock.
I really liked
just
that,
like,
one.
It spoke to me.
So, yeah. I was thinking.
Yeah, let's hear it.
During the song. Okay. By the way, that was 6 years. Calm September by American Aquarium. And you asked me before the song started where I wanted to be in 6 years. And I just really want to make sure that I don't have any clear picture of what that looks like, but I just want to know that I've always listened to myself and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be because I follow my own internal voice.
That's important. Yeah. That's so important. Yeah. That's so that way when you look back, you know that you were true to yourself and that you guided that.
And yeah, whether good or bad, I just know that I always like listen to like what I wanted from you. What about you? That's big for me because I grew up in like the South as a little gay boy, like in secret.
Yeah.
And so like my whole adult life is just like me living who I am out loud.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you should.
Yes.
As you should. Yes. Yeah. I think that's so important. I think being true to who you are matters so much. And I think if you're not true to who you are, then you're stuck in this place of feeling like you're fake. You're just putting on a mask for other people, but internally you're not at all. You're not seen.
That's so real.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I think it's so important to be seen. That's one of the most beautiful feelings on earth, is to feel like someone sees you. It's a strong thing. 6 years from now. Oh my gosh. I hope that our show takes off.
Absolutely.
Like our radio show and our podcast show. We've been talking a lot about just being more creative. I hope that I'm in a space where I've created a lot and have a lot to look back on. I have a lot of catalogs of different projects. That would be my goal. Yeah. Art, mostly art related and related to music. And, culture.
I can totally see that.
Yeah.
You're planting the seed and you're watering it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, like,
that's
I just bought the seeds at the store, getting ready to water it for the right season.
That's what causes the growth?
Yeah.
And you don't want the time to just go away without doing anything.
Okay, yeah, because then you'll look back and be like, whoa, what happened? The time is gone.
Speaking of, the time is gone. Up next, we have That Time Is Gone by the DBs.
The DBs.
Let's get into it.
And don't waste the time.
My brother.
was lovely. That was Mouthwash, Kate Nash.
Yes, Kate Nash. I'm in love with her these days. I'm so in love with her.
I am a fan.
Yes.
I think we should go. Sunday, November 3rd.
November 3rd.
8 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. The Chapel.
Yes.
Mission.
I love her sound.
San Francisco, California.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's go. But thank you guys so much for tuning in with us tonight. We had like our highest like listening peak today.
It was so much fun.
Shout out to everyone on 87.9 tuning in. Everyone, Radio Valencia.
Yeah, thank you. And we're trying, y'all. We're trying. So we may have missed a couple. So we're trying to be better. Like, we know that in the past we have missed some titles, like putting in the song titles on the app.
Yeah.
But we're trying to be more diligent about it. And we're trying. I think tonight
we're breaking things up too. I know for a while you were doing it all yourself. We're trying to like break it up and keep each other balanced.
Yeah. So, yes, goals.
Yes.
Goals.
Keep us, give us grace. Give us grace.
Yes, but we are trying. And thanks for calling it out because it's important to like get that feedback.
Yes.
Good
love
and bad.
It.
So
love it.
We appreciate you and we appreciate you hanging out and listening.
Yes, everyone that's tuned in to us both on the show here and also like on our podcast.
Yeah, our podcast is killing it.
Turn out.
The podcast is killing it.
I know.
If you've not listened,
it's only been like a week and two days.
Yeah.
Wow.
We launched last Tuesday.
Yes.
We launched our podcast last Tuesday and we have like 70 subscribers on YouTube.
I know.
All organic.
And all like at like 100 views now.
Yeah. Like one of our podcasts, they put it up as a video, but it's a podcast.
And all of my friends are like, oh my God, I love you guys' voices. You guys sound so good.
It's so nice to get and people have been like, y'all have such great chemistry.
Yeah.
Like,
that means so much.
We do. We have
I'm really so grateful that anyone cares at all.
I am too. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for hanging out. And we appreciate you immensely.
And make sure you check us out.
Get home safely too. We appreciate you. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Hi. We love you. Hi.
I love you, girl. I love you.
Love you so much and appreciate you thoroughly and immensely.
This is the end of the road. Come on, Boyz II Men. I got you there. I'm good on my R&B, not my rap.
Okay. But this is it. This is our setting sun, our final setting sun, and with that comes.
Speaking of, your final setting song.
It's called Your Final Setting Sun. We hope you enjoy it. This is Jason Lytle.
Yes.
I think I've been saying little, but it's Lytle. Sorry.
Lytle.
Sorry. Good night. Thank you.
Then he asked me about that life.